RadioMD.com. Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We hear so much about probiotics and prebiotics and bloating and good bacteria and gut flora these days that it can be quite dizzying and a little bit confusing. My guest today is Natasha Trenev. She's a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics. Welcome to the show, Natasha. So let's talk about probiotics. What do you want people to know about their intestinal flora and the bacteria that we should be having versus bad bacteria?
Well, first of all, let's establish that we are 90% microbes and only 10% human cells. I think that in itself leads us to believe that we are really a hybrid of microbes and human cells. So the more we know about these bacteria, the better off we will be. Number two, we have about 100 trillion of these microbes lining the 27 feet of our GI tract. And the composition of those microbes really constitute whether we're going to be healthy or not, because the genetic material of those microbes predisposes us to 99% to our either good or ill health. And that's something that people should really take into consideration, whereas our own genetic makeup predisposes us only by 10% to good or ill health. So those are just, you know, things to get people's attention. And when you consider further that, 70 to 80% of your immune cells are found in the GI tract, we know that immunity is so important. So if it's lining our GI tract, I think everybody should be concerned about digestion. And then last but not least is the fact that we have 100 million neurons lining our GI tract, which constitutes the second brain. And with the new research, we now know that the second brain really controls what happens in the first brain. So those are these, you know, things that have just come about in public knowledge and to medical knowledge in the last, I would say, decade. And it is so important for us to understand how these probiotic organisms can help us along with diet and exercise to really fundamentally change the way healthcare is administered in the 21st century.
Okay, so what do we do? What are we looking for when we know that we have a probiotic deficiency, or that we don't have enough of these microbes inside of us, or that we're not eating the proper foods that contain natural probiotics?
Well, one of the most important questions that we ask is that we're not eliminating properly. And that may seem, you know, trivial or some kind of a social joke to most people, but it's actually quite important. And, you know, most people will tell you that you have to eliminate at least once a day to maintain optimal health, and that elimination should be without stress and well-formed, and, you know, then that you feel good, that you're digesting your food and then eliminating properly. That's a very important sign of a good probiotic content in your GI tract.
Okay, and what else? Go through the list for us, Natasha.
Pardon me?
Go through a list for us of what things...
Oh, of course,
things...
I will. Well, yeah. Okay, I just wanted to give you a chance to say something.
Yeah, no, it's good. You did that. I'm glad. So keep going, though.
Okay, so now, for instance, you feel heavy after meals. You know, that's a sign that you're not digesting. And remember, when you don't digest your food properly, guess who gets to digest the rest of it? The other bacteria that may not be so friendly to you, and that's why you will feel heavy. You won't be nourishing your body. You'll be poisoning your body, because sometimes these not-so-friendly bacteria produce toxins as a byproduct of their metabolic action on your undigested food. And that irritates the immune cells and your neurons on your intestinal wall. So it's not a good sign for you to feel heavy after every meal. And then, you know, you're susceptible to colds and flus. People don't realize, because your immune cells line your GI tract, that those immune cells become irritated when you're not digesting properly. So that, you know, predisposes you to gain or get more colds and flu during the cold and flu season, which nobody really likes.
No.
And then, number four, you have poor mental focus. Now, a lot of people get spacey because their blood sugar falls and they're not really maintaining a good blood sugar level. That means that they're not digesting your food properly, or they're eating a lot of simple sugars. So anyway, we know that poor mental focus is directly affected by what's going on in your GI tract. And number five, you have low energy. And, you know, all of us love our coffee in the morning. It should be taken as a pleasant experience, not something that needs to wake you up because you're so tired, because you can't digest your food. And so your food is not converting into energy in your body. And that's why you need massive stimulants to keep you going every day. So those are the five simple signs. There are, you know, some other signs, but those are the things that if we are aware of, that's happening in your life, it probably means that we need to be taking the right probiotic supplement and changing our diet.
How much do we take? There are so many on the market, Natasha, and there's oils. I used to give my kids bugs. I would say, time for your bugs, you know, and there's chewables and there's caplets and capsules. And there's so many ways to get them, plus the all natural ways. Eating yogurt, although that's not really enough. Some certain foods contain probiotics in them, kimchi and fermented products and things like that. So how much do we need?
Well, you know, I've spent 45 years in this field and have written two probiotic labeling standards, one read into congressional records. So here's my guideline. First, before we even go how much we need to take, I would eliminate all the products who claim to be shelf-stable and are not sold through what I call a cold chain of handling. So forget all those products that tell you they're shelf-stable. Number two, if you're getting a probiotic, it should be in the refrigerator in a brown, dark glass with a tin lid, and, you know, should have clearly stated on the package what strain of probiotic organism is contained and how much of it. Now, there's what I call a lot of games being played, because people think that the more strains you have in the product, the better the product is. And that's a total falsehood, because those probiotic bacteria that these so-called marketers or manufacturers are selling to you, you know, are competitive. So when they're put in the capsule or in a bottle and put in a shelf, they're not completely dormant and they're competitive. So they're eliminating each other while they're waiting for you to ingest them. And usually that's a couple of months, and that's enough to do a lot of damage to the quality of the organisms you're ingesting. And most importantly, you have to have some kind of a reliable mechanism that helps these bacteria survive stomach acid. Remember, stomach acid is there not only to digest your food, but to keep unwanted bacteria from entering your GI tract, because contrary to popular belief, there's nothing sterile in our environment or inside our body. So number one, you choose a product from a reputable manufacturer. And, you know, now there's a numbers game played.
Natasha, we only have 1 minute left. So really give your best advice about finding one that we like and that we can use.
Okay. So look for one made by Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N. That's the products that I designed. I've spent 45 years in this field. And as I said, I've had the labeling standard right into congressional record. And this product will definitely survive your stomach acid because it's micro-enrobed in oil. And this is the type of research you need to do to make sure that the product survive. And, you know, don't give your children chewables, especially in probiotics, because they come with a lot of sugars, and those sugars are not necessarily digested by the probiotic microbes. I always recommend powdered probiotics with no added sugars and no added FOS, especially if you're giving them to your children. And we also have a special baby bacteria, which can be consumed by infants, their mothers, and children of all ages, because it's a specific bacteria that's found in healthy children worldwide.
Thank you so much. And it really is great information. Probiotics are something that you're hearing about in the media quite often. So do your research. Listen to Radio MD. It's a great way to find out really good quality information. This is Melanie Cole.